Solar customers in South Australia are the first to be hit with higher power bills after a lucrative subsidy scheme came to an end last week. By January, more than a quarter of a million early adopters of solar across three states will lose the bonus feed-in tariff and be paid less for energy they feed into the grid. But the Energy Council says the incentive to kick-start the uptake of rooftop solar has run its course and it's time to return balance to the energy market. Caroline Winter reports.
Ian Buckland embraced solar when he bought his North Adelaide home 3 years ago. His power bills dropped from $1,200 a year to an average of $450.
We got in just before the end of the last rebate cutoff, so that set it at 16 cents plus the retailers. Yeah, it was working out pretty well and obviously cut a lot off our bills.
Ian Buckland has been receiving 22 cents per kilowatt hour for the energy his system fed back into the grid. But now he'll only be paid the market rate of 6.8 cents, with the 16 cent bonus feed-in scheme no more.
The next quarter, September to December, we'll have to pay $160 more on that bill. And across the year, we'll probably have to pay it about $500 more each year because of the tariff lowering.
The change affects more than 60,000 South Australian households, but in all, 275,000 solar customers will be impacted nationally when bonus feed-in tariffs are also rolled back in New South Wales and Victoria from January 1, 2017. Sarah McNamara from the Australian Energy Council says solar customers will now be paid the true value of the energy they produce.
To date, the overly generous feed-in tariffs have been paid for by all South Australian households who've had to subsidise these very generous feed-in tariffs, which have paid people with solar panels a rate above and beyond that which would represent the actual value of the energy they're producing.
But Rhys Turner from Solar Citizen says what retailers pay for excess solar energy is far too low.
The price now paid in New South Wales, for example, where there's no regulated minimum price is about a quarter of the price of grid electricity. So effectively, someone with solar is having their electricity bought for around 6 cents by a retailer, sold to a neighbour just a few metres up the road for four or five times that amount.
He's also worried that, like in New South Wales, the energy regulator in South Australia wants to scrap the minimum retailer feed-in tariff.
To say that the retail market or the electricity market in general is competitive in South Australia, that's a claim made, I think, from a different planet.
Sarah McNamara disputes that, saying the model works well in southeast Queensland.
Retailers are offering amounts varying from 4 cents a kilowatt hour up to 11 cents a kilowatt hour. So there's a diversity in southeast Queensland that tells us that healthy competition amongst retailers would ordinarily occur, even without that base rate being set.
Regardless of whether there's a minimum rate in South Australia or not, the tariff reduction will encourage solar customers like Ian Buckland to consume as much of his output as possible.
Or we'll have to use more of our things like the washing machine during the daytime when we're getting power off the roof and try and not use too much at night.
Solar customer Ian Buckland ending Caroline Winter's report.